Today is the 75th anniversary of the execution of Sacco and Vanzetti, two Italian anarchists who were charged with murder, but who many believe were innocent. 75 years ago, hundreds of thousands demonstrated in the streets of New York and Boston to protest the executions, NPR's Margot Adler reports.
Nicola Sacco and Bartolomeo Vanzetti were Italian immigrants at a time when Italians were not seen so differently from blacks. In fact, in 1891, 11 Italians were lynched by a mob in Louisiana. Today, some Americans are not only remembering Sacco and Vanzetti, but making parallels to our own era. Sacco and Vanzetti were arrested after a payroll robbery in South Braintree, Massachusetts. Two guards had been murdered. The evidence was circumstantial. Sacco was found in possession of a loaded pistol that some experts said matched the gun in the robbery. The two were convicted and 7 years later executed. Many notables came to their defense, arguing that they had been wrongly charged in an atmosphere of hysteria. Here is Edward R. Murrow narrating the recording series I Can Hear It Now, describing the atmosphere at the time.
On the night of the execution, there was near rioting on the streets outside the state prison. The jarring sound of patrolmen's clubs and horses' hooves echoed off the wet cobblestones as patrol wagons clanged and sirens sounded in the distance.
Anarchism, in brief, the theory that all forms of government interfere unjustly with liberty and should be replaced by voluntary associations, has had many forms. At a meeting last night at St. Joseph's Church in Greenwich Village, about 60 people came to a symposium in advance of a rally in Union Square this evening. Bob Palmer, who was part of an anarchist group, the Libertarian Book Club, described Sacco and Vanzetti this way.
They were anarchists. Now, what does an anarchist of that time mean? Well, it means that dynamite is okay, you see. I don't want to disillusion you. Sacco and Vanzetti were not pacifist.
In other words, they did not necessarily espouse the kind of nonviolent anarchism that Emma Goldman would come to represent. Many of those at the symposium made parallels between then and now. Eric Larson, a member of the Sacco Vanzetti Commemoration Committee, said the Red Scares of that period were the first great mass government repression that the United States had ever seen.
I guess the best way to describe it is it was a series of mass arrests of radicals that took place in the United States in 1919, 1920. It was a response to a wave of bombings by anarchists, in fact, by people who were members of the circle that Sacco and Vanzetti were part of.
According to Larson's perspective, each historic wave of repression has led to a new government agency, the FBI then, the CIA during and after World War II, the National Security Agency during the 1960s, and the Office of Homeland Security today. The events of 75 years ago, like the events today, he says, are directed at the same kinds of people.
They're both aimed at foreigners.
Specifically immigrants, he says. There have been countless recordings of Vanzetti's last words and disputes over what those words were and when they were said. A version of the speech was immortalized in Upton Sinclair's novel, Boston. But the recording I Can Hear It Now, created some 50 years ago, has what is described as Vanzetti's last statement. Fred Friendly, who along with Edward R. Murrow helped create this recording, wrote in the New York Times 13 years ago that the first album, which includes events of 1927, has reenactments as well as real voices. Still, the version on that recording of what was said to be Vanzetti's last words moved a generation.
If it had not been for this thing, I might live out my life, talking at street corners to scorning men. I might have died unmarked, unknown. A failure. Now we are not a failure. Never in our full life can we hope to do such work for tolerance, for justice, for men's understanding of men, as now we do by accident. The taking of our lives, lives of a good shoemaker and a poor fish peddler, all. That last moment belonged to us. That agony is our triumph.
Sacco and Vanzetti executed 75 years ago. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.